With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hurricane Francine is pummeling the northern U.S. Gulf Coast with winds around 90 miles an hour. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome says the residents east of the track of the hurricane, though, need to be alert.
Birmingham, Montgomery, in Atlanta, I want you to start paying attention to this storm from a rainfall risk perspective. This is the type of setup we get. We can get rainfall to be displaced well to the east of the center of circulation. So I really want you to start paying attention. Check the weather at least once per day, ideally twice per day if you're in these areas. Also, Memphis and Nashville, you need to be on alert, paying attention from a rainfall risk perspective.
There's a threat of possible flooding later in the week into the lower Mississippi Valley and lower Tennessee Valley as the soggy remnants of Francine sweep inland. Republicans are crying foul over ABC's treatment of former President Trump in last night's debate between Kamala Harris and former President Trump. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Political analyst Matt Continetti says media bias was on full display on Tuesday.
I think it was a three-on-one debate with the moderators helping Kamala Harris.
He says he welcomes a debate format where the moderators are free to push back on claims by the Republican.
But you have to also push back against Harris. And that was clearly not what happened last night.
Matt Continetti was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The United States and Britain have pledged nearly $1.5 billion in additional aid to Ukraine during a visit to Kyiv by their top diplomats. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 124 points, the NASDAQ rose 369, the S&P advanced 58. This is SRN News. TV shows are pushing abortion.
As millions of voters in multiple states prepare to decide whether or not to enshrine the procedure in their constitutions this fall, Hollywood is churning out more and more shows that deal with abortion. Episodes of several popular programs have featured abortion stories lately, and in each case, a woman's decision to terminate her pregnancy is portrayed as beneficial and praiseworthy. At least 10 states have abortion votes scheduled for November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU will spend $1.3 million on campaign advertising to defeat candidates for the Montana State Supreme Court who are pro-life or reject the LGBT agenda. The $1.3 million is the most the ACLU has spent on a Montana election. It's also spending money on Supreme Court races in Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, and North Carolina. Montana voters are being asked whether they want to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. This is SRN News. Mexico's Senate has given final approval to a sweeping judicial reform that will mean all judges are elected by popular vote.
The judicial reforms proposed by the outgoing president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, whose left-wing Morena party controls both houses of Congress. He says electing judges will ensure they serve the people rather than privileged elites. His opponents say it will make Mexico's judiciary vulnerable to political interference, corruption, and intimidation by drug cartels. No other country elects all its judges. The vote went ahead in an alternative chamber after protesters stormed the Senate building.
BBC correspondent James Reed reporting. Campbell is ready to drop the soup, at least from its official name. Campbell's Soup Company announced its intention to change its name at an annual meeting of investors on Tuesday. The food seller is 155 years old. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.